In the aftermath of the hurricane, thousands of people face another day in crisis. Again, we hear from NPR's Farai Chidea, who shares the stories of three individuals dealing with the storm in different ways and in different places.
Brenda Morris is a single parent of four children and the caretaker for her ill brother and mother. She's in New Orleans. How many people are in your home right now?
I got my mama, my brother, my sister, and my mother's on dialysis. My brother has cancer, and then they got me and my niece.
Has anyone offered to help you out in getting medical care for your brother and your mother?
No one. I went to the hospital, and they turned me back because they said they're not taking no one. I asked, I said, what should I do? They said, we don't know.
What are you going to do if you can't get any care for your brother or your mother in the next couple of days?
I don't know. I have enough water, and we got chips and stuff, you know, to snack on. But as far as the food, we got about 2 days of canned goods and a lot of water. Lots of water and lots of juice.
Tell me a little bit about your neighborhood. How are people in your neighborhood doing? Are you able to get in touch with other people who live right around you?
All the people in the neighborhood just chipping together, feeding each other and trying to stay alive, giving each other water and stuff like that.
Well, we certainly hope that everything gets better for you soon and appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
And now to Houston, where we speak with Rodney Whitney Jr. He's the founder and CEO of a New Orleans-based marketing company. Whitney evacuated the city on Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have you been able to get in touch with any of your friends or family members who are still in New Orleans?
No, we have not been able to reach anyone back. We're unsure status of friends that stayed back. Just watching the devastation on the news just literally just brought me to tears. The city that I know and love and grew up in just will never be the same.
I understand you have a cousin who's a state trooper. Have you been able to talk to him about what he's seen?
Yes, I did. I spoke to him, and he told me that what we're seeing on the news is nothing for what really is going on. It's really like 5 times, 10 times worse than what is actually being reported. They're literally pulling bodies out of the water by the dozen. I don't know if that meant that they weren't allowed, reporters were not being allowed in certain areas or what. I don't know what that meant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, we head to Northern Virginia and to David Cole, who has family in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So have you been able to reach out and talk to your family?
I had a brief conversation with my father, but it was very, very short just because of the difficulties communicating. But at least I was able to hear from him and to let me know that he was safe and that he was doing well.
What did he say about where he was, what the conditions were?
He was based down in the 9th Ward, which received just a ton of water, but he was evacuated to the French Quarters. He's currently staying in one of the hotels, and he just talked about the city being in ruins.
What do you expect your role will be in trying to support your family at this moment?
Well, I think it'll be, you know, hopefully a couple of different ways. I mean, any way that we can help financially to assist them, I'll look to, you know, try to give some assistance to them, and my brothers will as well. We'll just try to do whatever we can. I mean, it's a tough situation, and, you know, all you can do is, you know, band together, join together as family, and try to figure out ways that you can be productive.
And what would you like to see the country do as a whole around this situation?
Well, hopefully just acknowledge, get behind the notion that this is a devastating situation that has happened. And if you look at areas like the 9th Ward, again, being a person of color, quite a few of those people that live in that area maybe don't have the means. Maybe that's why they weren't able to get out and evacuate. And those are the people that are really going to need the nation's assistance, both on a nationwide but also on a personal level, to really try to go back into that community and just try to give any assistance that they possibly can to help these people repair their lives, because it's not going to be an easy situation to bring these people back up to respectability just because of the devastation that has happened.
David Cole, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.